You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
This is week 117 of Destiny Pizzas. It is Thursday, August 6th, 2015. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Sesko.
And that was in the first 10 seconds.
Got it.
Haven't done that in a long time. Haven't done that in a long time. But, yeah, it's time for This Week in Movies in the Now, where we... Normally, I do it. Because I think my skills at crafting imagery from a trailer.
You paint a whole picture. I don't know what's going on.
It's where I watch a trailer for the movies that are coming out this week, like tonight and tomorrow, and I tell you what's going to happen in the movie based on the trailer. This isn't what it's actually going to happen in the movie, but it's what I think it is, because a lot of these trailers give away a lot of the movie, mm-hmm. especially the Japanese trailers. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch the Japanese trailer for Avengers Age of Ultron, if you've seen Age of Ultron, and then you'll be like, what? That's how it goes. So yeah, let's start off with Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four, we're going to see a little bit of Reed Richards as a child, and he makes like a teleportation device, and then he grows up and he works for a company again, and he's like, we need you to make a teleportation device, but it has to be bigger. And you have to teleport to another dimension. I think they're probably not going to try to teleport to another dimension, but it ends up going to another dimension, and then they all get like knocked out or something, and they get brought back, and then they wake up, and they're like in a hospital room, and all this weird stuff's happening to them, like Invisible Girl's invisible, or like has seizures and becomes invisible or something, and then the Human Torch becomes fiery, and then Reed Richards has like a huge erection, and they're like, what? His penis grew, and then they find out that he just can elongate himself. Does that mean he gets thinner, or does he elongate himself?
I think he can do whatever. He can just stretch. Or...
like, he can just maintain his, like, width and just get longer with his hand, with his arm?
I should specify
that after talking about his penis.
I think so. I think he can... I'm not sure of the specifics of where he...
like, is he elastic, or is he able to change shape?
Yeah, like, does he gain more mass from that or something? Yeah.
Like, can he become the thing?
Like, can he get bulk up?
Yeah.
Like, stretch it out.
Just become gigantic?
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
Or does he maintain
his mass? That'd be my guess. But then again, like, I don't know, because you always see him stretch his arm, but you don't see the rest of his body, like, shrink or anything.
But does his arm get, like, thinner when he stretches? Like, he can just keep stretching, right?
I don't think he can go forever. I don't know the limits to his powers.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Like, they should do an issue or something where he literally covers the Earth when a nuclear bomb's about to go off, and he gets all the radiation and no one else gets radiation. Mm-hmm. He just literally just covers the Earth, and everyone has to deal with the oxygen depletion for like a minute.
Then they all die.
But, that happens, and then they fight, like, this new menace who's called Doom, who, like, Reed Richards knew early on, and then it turns into an enemy. And I don't know. It's really hard to tell what's happening. I think we've only seen like...
yeah, it's actually a pretty good trailer for the story. You don't know what,
because we've only seen like maybe like 4 minutes of the movie combined.
What
like,
you know happens all the trailers. Is okay. They do that early scene, then they transport to the dimension. They get their powers, and then you see, I assume Doom. You see trees going up in the air, but that's all you see.
Yeah,
and you don't know whether they go back to that dimension, fight somebody. They stay in the world, fight somebody.
And like
they, you don't really, it doesn't really tell you this.
And like the major changes that have happened in the trailer are like, we see the thing become the thing. We see,
yeah, the thing is infiltrating somewhere,
the other dimension,
or is he doing a test?
Yeah, like something like how fast he's landing on something, where he's jumping out of a plane.
Yeah.
And we find out Reed Richards sucks at math because he can't predict it correctly. And then like the orange and red lava type thing turned into like green and yellow.
Yeah,
on this other dimension, which likely causes all these things to happen to the Fantastic Four. So we don't really know what's happening in this trailer. It's a really good trailer.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good of really not telling you anything.
Yeah. Next up is The Gift, which we both saw.
Yes.
But I think what's going to happen, Jason Bateman and Rebecca Hall move into a house. They find out, what's the guy's name? Gordo?
Yeah, Gordo.
They run into their old high school friend, and then he's like, Jason Bateman's like, hey, stay away. Gordo, like, leaves gifts on their doorstep, and they invite him in and become close, and they're like, hey, stay away from... Jason Bateman's like, hey, stay away from Gordo. He's a weirdo. They called him Gordo the Weirdo in high school. And then he's like, oh, it's a one-sided friendship. I kept bringing you a gift. All the bad things that happened in the past life is a gift. And she finds out, Rebecca Hall finds out that Jason Bateman has, like, a file on Gordo. And I don't know. I think Jason Bateman must be a... His name is Simon in the movie?
I think so.
He said Simon says, beautiful wife. Snap. Simon says...
That was a creepy part.
Yeah, new house. Snap. That's where the trailer turns. That's, yeah. I love that when trailers do that now. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's The Perfect Guy is the name of the movie.
Yeah, I like that too.
It's like...
I was like, what is this
movie? Just seems like a romance movie.
It was a long time... It was like half the trailer was that, half the trailer was...
Yeah, it's like everything's going right for this woman after she leaves her ex-husband. And then like the trailer completely turns. And I'm like, this is how every trailer should be.
Yeah.
So then the wife finds out, like she goes in a hospital. The dog goes missing. Or Coif Pond is dead. And then she ends up in the hospital. And I assume she finds a CD and says, play me. And there, Jason Bateman's like staring at the screen crying. And it's probably this tape that he made when he was like in high school or in college, that his past life before he changed it and married again. And it's of him in a monkey suit or something, right? Monkey suit?
Yeah, somewhere.
And I think he like must have murdered or raped someone or something.
Not like just a suit. Actual monkey.
Yeah, he looks like a monkey.
Some people call just a suit a monkey suit.
Yeah. But he looks like a monkey, and I think she finds out that he's hiding something from her. And this is produced by a Blumhouse, which normally produces, like, they produced The Gallows, they produced Insidious, they produced Paranormal Activity, they produced all those horror movies. This looks like a true horror movie. Like, this looks like it's going to be really good. So I'm going to go watch it this weekend. This is my pick. This and Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
And basically, I've seen the last movie, which Michael's going to talk about. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm not going to go see that one in trailer or in theaters. But yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think her and Gordo are going to get together, or she's going to kill. Okay, this is my prediction. She's going to kill Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
Then find out at the end of the movie that the guy in the monkey suit was actually Gordo. Mm. And she's like, I should have just watched the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Instead of jumping to conclusions. I jumped to conclusions. Like I'm apt to do. They're going to set that up earlier in the movie. Yeah, that she always jumps to conclusions. And it's going to be like a Now You See Me ending, where you're like, this makes no sense.
But we wanted a twist.
So we just ignored everything else that happened in the movie and just put in the twist. And that's why it's going to be a Blumhouse produced movie and not a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying they don't produce very good movies. It's just like his rise to fame is low budget, good scares.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure this movie will not scare me as much as The Gallows. I hope.
Be disturbing if it did.
Oh, God. Then it's like really worrying, because I'm like, what?
It must be really scary
because The Gallows really scared me. Just thinking about it again scares me. And then Ricky and the Flash. This movie's really weird. It's about like Meryl Streep, right?
Which one is this?
This is like the stepmom or the mom who's like a rocker comes to her daughter's wedding and is like, free love. And the daughter's like, you need to grow up, mom. And they're like, how do you know Ricky? And she's like, I gave birth to her. She left my vagina.
I don't know if I've seen this trailer.
I've seen it on TV so much lately.
Mm-hmm.
It is Meryl Streep, and she's like an electric rocker. And she has to go back and be a mom to Rick Springfield and Sebastian Stan are in this movie. Mamie. Oh, no, that's not. Oh, Ricky and the Flash is the name of the band. I thought Ricky was the daughter and the Flash was her mom. Mamie Gummer, named Julie. So they are. Mother and daughter. Meryl Streep is the rocker mom, and she has to like give up on her life as a rocker to go to her daughter's wedding or something, mm-hmm. or be a mom for her daughter. But then at the end, I think she plays a concert at the wedding. I think you see that in the trailer. So I assume that's where the movie ends, where she's like, you don't have to give up your rock and roll lifestyle, mom. Just don't do drugs and have like crazy sex or something and be a rock star. I think that's how the movie's going to end. I don't think this movie's going to be very good. Okay. It's not for me anyways. Uh-huh. I'm excited about movies that have like monkeys raping people or people in monkey suits raping people and not this. I assume it's rape. Like, why? Right?
Yeah, I don't...
What else would you videotape that's horrifying?
Why would you videotape...
Like a murder... Rape? Murdering someone?
Why would you videotape raping someone?
I saw VHS and that happened. Why would you be dressed
like a monkey?
Raping someone. So they don't know who you are.
Oh.
That's the weird thing. It's a half-assed crime, in my opinion, because you're videotaping it, so you have evidence against yourself.
It's really weird.
But I think it's probably... Like, he's committing something. I doubt it's like... Out of all the crimes that you're committing that you'd videotape, like, I don't think you'd videotape a murder. I think sexual deviants would videotape a rape because then they could, like, get off on it later. Right. Or get off to it later.
I guess so.
And then... you, like, what other crimes are there that's that serious? Like, inciting genocide? No, you'd have to videotape that. Like, I don't think you'd do that in a monkey suit.
Can't really incite genocide.
Any other way, you'd have to videotape it.
In your background, does that look like a dude's face? Oh, it looks really creepy.
Like, right?
Like that?
This area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. That was going crazy.
So, yeah, that's what happens in Ricky and the Flash.
Okay.
So now it's your turn, Mike.
All right, Shaun the Sheep. It's made by the Wallace and Gromit people.
Yep. And Chicken Run people.
And there's a sheep. I think the trailer starts... I'm trying to remember the trailer, but he starts off as a little sheep, I think.
Yeah.
On the farm. And then, like, the farmer's, like, young and enthusiastic. And then it just cuts to, like, however many years later. And the farmer's old, and they're just in a routine. And then I think one of the scenes is they're shaving the sheep or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, there's no talking
in the movie. There's no talking in this movie at all.
Yeah. So I assume Shaun is the sheep's name, I assume.
Yes.
Yes.
It's based on a popular British series called Shaun the Sheep.
Oh, okay.
It's like an animated series like this.
So eventually, all the sheep on the farm get lost and they're in the city. And there's a lot of sheep, like, dressing up and pretending they're not sheep in some situations to get by, and they're just trying to, I think they're trying to find their way back, and then there's like a sheep catcher after them.
Like a I think he's like normally like an animal control person.
He's like an animal control person after the sheep, and then they're just trying to get back to the farm, and I assume they get back. That's all I can tell from the trailer. Yeah,
that's pretty accurate.
I don't know what else.
Not really. There's like a big thing that you didn't get.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of the things I didn't see, but I'm just trying to remember the trailer too, and that's what I remember from the trailer. What I saw. So I assume it'll be a good movie.
Well, you I said can it was tell good, you. So, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I assume I'll like the movie. And it looks... And, I'm sure there'll be a lot of fun moments.
I've heard that it's better than Minions.
Oh, wow.
More enjoyable than Minions. I think the story was better than Minions.
Yeah. Well, I think... Yeah. I think people just like the Minions. I don't know if... Because, like, even Despicable Me 2 wasn't that great a movie.
No.
I think they're more for entertainment than... story.
Yeah.
Just guessing. But, I mean, I was looking at Rotten Tomatoes reviews. They're getting, like, okay reviews, but not like Inside Out reviews or, like, any of those.
Yeah, I see those. Shaun the Sheep. That's the crazy thing. Shaun the Sheep,
I think they're getting good
been
reviews.
Out overseas, yeah. Like, in England for a long time. So, Shaun the Sheep probably has accurate reviews.
Yeah, Rotten exactly. Tomatoes. So, they still, like, yeah. So, they should be up to date.
It is... Not one of the first results on... On DuckDuckGo. Oh, 100%.
Oh,
88% want to see it.
Oh, wow. Okay, but that's just critics then, 100%?
Yeah.
See, must be pretty good.
You got like 3.5 stars, 4 stars, 4.5 stars. It's 85 minutes long, so it's perfect for, like, a kid movie.
Yeah.
Okay, now for trailer talk, we're going to talk about some trailers we saw. The Night Before is the first trailer we saw. We have a friend who saw this movie before it had a title. Now we get to see the trailer.
Yeah, it's the new Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg movie.
Yeah. The reason this movie didn't get put out recently, like, when it was supposed to, I think it was supposed to come out last Christmas, and it didn't because the interview happened.
Yeah.
And that whole fiasco, so... It's a Christmas movie, though.
Yeah.
Do you think this movie is going to be better than Harold and Kumar 3D?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And I didn't hate Harold and Kumar
3D. Yeah, me neither.
But I think it will be better. Yeah. It looked pretty funny. With Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Anthony Mackie.
I like those three pairing.
Because
Seth Rogen and...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
They've done work, and then Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, like 50-50 was hilarious. Cancer.
Yeah.
Ha ha!
Yeah.
No, just kidding. But it's a good duo. And then Anthony Mackie in the mix. He was really funny. Like, even in Captain America Winter Soldier, like, in the beginning, I found his character very funny.
Yeah.
For such a serious movie, he brings good comedic humor.
Yeah.
Or comedic sense.
And it's not always, like... Like, we've seen Seth Rogen and Joseph Gordon-Levitt in 50-50, but we've never... Like, those three pairing, we haven't seen in other movies. Mostly, no. They're pairing... Like, we've seen James Franco and Seth Rogen a bunch in, like...
Yeah.
This is the End, and then we saw them in...
Pineapple Express. Pineapple Express.
So that's already three movies we're seeing them where we haven't seen this... Any of this group, really. So, mostly, Seth Rogen works with the same people a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool to see a different group.
And so it's about Joseph Gordon-Levitt's parents died like when he was like a young kid on Christmas Day, so now they have a tradition of hanging out. And then Anthony Mackie is like getting famous. He's a football player, I assume. And Seth Rogen is having a kid, and like this is the last Christmas they can have together, and like they go crazy. And it looks like a fun movie.
It reminded me of like The Hangover. Like
The Hangover was Christmas.
Yeah, that's what.
I don't know why they didn't do that. They should have done that for one of the three movies.
They should have. They should have done that
for the second movie, at least.
Yeah. Just do a holiday hangover. That'd be a good one. Well, why didn't they do that?
I don't know.
What's wrong with them?
The second movie was so throwaway.
It's a time to pitch Hangover 4.
Yeah. What's Zach Galifianakis doing anyways? Just like sitting on his millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But that movie looks really funny. Now, Room. This movie, it looks horrifying. Mm-hmm. Another movie, which I thought was going to be lighthearted.
Started out lighthearted. Brie Larson. So it's like... A single mom, it looked like, or something.
Yeah, but it's like a girl who got kidnapped, and then like another girl who gets kidnapped, and like for some reason they transport the kidnapped people, and like they're in a soundproof room, and she's like just wiggle out of the carpet and then like run mm-hmm. out of this truck, and like it's weird. I don't know. This movie looks really scary. It's about like a girl who gets kidnapped.
Yeah, and you don't even like see the kidnapper. Like he's like in the they like show him like one. You don't know who it is. Who's the actor? I don't know.
No.
But you don't even see, like, a face.
Actually, I think it's Patrick Wilson.
Oh, is it? Okay, but you don't see his face in the trailer.
No, but I think I know that because I think I read an article about it.
Is this the movie?
Or they're in another movie. Oh, God, I hope not.
I need to do this one where I kidnap girls, and I don't want to do one where...
It's, like, based on a book, but this movie looked really creepy. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think The Gift looked creepier. But this was more like more disturbing.
Yeah.
I guess that's how I'd put it.
Oh, it is Mother and Child.
Oh, but then what was like, thank you for getting our girl back to us. That happened in the trailer.
I don't know.
That's what I thought they said.
Oh, this is not the one with Patrick Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Oh, it's about a boy and a mom. I thought it was a little girl.
It is a girl.
It says a modern-day story about boundless love between mother and child. Young Jack knows nothing of the world except for the single room in which he was born and
raised.
Really? Yeah.
That wasn't a girl? Wow. Blowing my mind right now.
Yeah. This is a crazy cast, though. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Yeah. That's nuts. And then we saw the trailer for Zoolander 2, or Two-Lander, or Zoolander II.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how much money they spent on this trailer. It looked like a pretty expensive trailer. Stephen Hawking narrating it for some reason. That doesn't seem necessary anymore. And then it's like a lot of CG... Like, it looked like an episode of Nova.
Yeah. Well, it looked like they just slowed down the Big Bang Theory beginning.
Yeah.
They're like, slow it down.
It looked really funny, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was just a little teaser.
Yeah, really dumb.
They're going for the joke, yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
On Netflix today, Kill Me Three Times, My Amityville Horror, The Look of Love, and Welcome to Me.
Come back tomorrow for our Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.